Good morning. The National Police are investigating a new shooting incident in Marbella. At least two individuals fired several shots at a restaurant on Avenida Nueva Andalucía yesterday, causing damage to the window, although no injuries were reported. Police officers rushed to the scene after receiving a tip-off about the shooting, which happened at around 12:30. Several shell casings were found in the premises after this latest firearms incident in the town. Eyewitnesses said two people fled on a large motorcycle after the shots were fired. Just a month ago, a young man was admitted to the Costa del Sol hospital after being shot twice in the middle of the street, also in Marbella. The incident happened shortly after 11 o'clock at night on Saturday the 10th of February, again in the Nueva Andalucía area. The victim suffered two gunshot wounds. Medical staff stabilised him at the scene and transferred him to hospital. Victims of terror attacks are a symbol of the constant need to guard freedom and the rule of law against threats, so King Felipe said yesterday at a ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of one of Europe's deadliest extremist attacks. The annual event was held this year in Madrid. March the 11th was chosen as a day of continent-wide commemoration of terrorism victims after the commuter train bombings in the capital, which were carried out by Islamic State extremists on March the 11th, 2004, which killed some 193 people. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, senior European officials and survivors and family members of victims from several European countries are also present. And contrary to previous reports, the fire that killed 10 people in an apartment building in Valencia was not caused by an awning, but by a household appliance in the kitchen of one of the homes. This was confirmed by the government delegate in the Valencian community during a press conference yesterday. The fire broke out on the 8th floor of the 14-storey building, where 138 apartments were home to approximately 450 people. Following the incident, experts are calling for mandatory inspections of electrical equipment to prevent such tragedies in the future. According to Valencia, ordered the provincial closure of the investigation into the fire. This rules out a criminal origin of the fire after police found no criminal evidence. Insurance companies and the owners' associations will now be able to start recording the damage. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.